You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome to our show. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and you're enjoying a conversation with Dawn Karima, and we are enjoying an amazing guest. Wonderful guest is with us today. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Hello, everyone. My name is Shelby Elizabeth Mata. I am 24 years old. I am from Oklahoma, and I am currently representing as the 2021 Miss Native American USA.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you. Would you please tell us about your pageant?
Yes, of course. So my pageant is held in Tempe, Arizona. It is a board base with residents there in Arizona. This pageant helps promote various platforms for young women to come and participate in. There is a talent presentation, a business attire, and a interview. And during the one-day pageant, girls from across Canada and the U.S. are able to come together, create a sisterhood bond, and, of course, share their cultural identity through their personalities and presentations.
That's wonderful. Oh, I'm so happy for you. And so what does this reign mean to you? What will you be doing with this title?
Of course. So this title gives me the ability to promote my platform as cultural awareness and knowledge. It gives me the ability to share my identity as a Comanche woman and to help motivate and inspire others to learn more about their cultures, to share who they are as Indigenous people, and to learn as much as they can. And so I'm so glad that I get this larger platform to promote that.
I'm glad you do, too. And I'd be honored if you would talk to us and share with us your platform.
Of course. My platform for this year is cultural awareness and knowledge. It's a very broad spectrum. It gives me the ability to go and talk to these different tribal communities and share with them. One of my main topics is to speak your language, to learn who you are. You know, if you're able to say one word in your language, then great. If not, try to learn one and use it in everyday language, your everyday life. And that way you can promote your language, your tribe, and also be connected with who you are as your Indigenous identity.
Marvelous. Well, would you share with us, teach us a word from your language?
Yes, of course. So one of the special greetings is very easy in our language. It is ha madolwe, which means hello to everyone when you're in a large group. So it's just ha madolwe, ha madolwe, which means hello, everyone.
What a beautiful language. We have friends who listen from all over the world. And we have folks who use this show as part of their homeschooling experience. And we have classrooms where teachers also have students from primary grades through college listen to this show. So this is a great opportunity for you to share with us about your great nation, because we have folks who might not already know.
Yes, of course. So I come from the Comanche Nation. We're known as Namana, the people. We're known also as the Lords of the Plains. We come from Lawton, Oklahoma, which is near Medicine Park, which is also located within the Wichita Wildlife Refuge here in southwest Oklahoma. It's a beautiful landscape, and I encourage anyone, if they have time, to come out and view this, our beautiful homeland. We originated from the Shoshone and Ute people, which is located around Utah and Colorado, but as Comanches, we broke off and we came down this way, And historically, we created our homelands known as Comancheria that ran from Mexico to Kansas. But now we are just small and located right here in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Marvelous. And what's your very, very, very favorite thing about being Comanche?
Definitely learning about our histories from, you know, going to college classes within our Native American studies classes, and just how brave and strong Comanches were seen, and that we were great horsemanship, like our great horsemanships and stuff. Cause like I was gifted a horse back in 2013 from our Comanche horsemen. And it was beautiful. So, like, just that we have this great connection and friendship with horses is beautiful.
That is beautiful. That is marvelous. And I love Lords of the Plains. I think that is gorgeous and truly sacred. I congratulate you on this title. This is a tremendous achievement. Have you held titles before?
Yes, ma'am. I have held 7 previous other titles, 8 including this one. One just particularly, or 2 is our Comanche Nation Junior and Senior Princess. I held them at various ages, at 11 and 18, I believe. And then I went on to represent as Miss Indian Oklahoma in 2017, and that was a beautiful experience. Getting to represent all 39 federally recognized tribes here in Indian Territory, otherwise known as Oklahoma.
That is a marvelous experience. So can you share a little bit of the highlight reel, some of your favorite moments from holding these titles?
Yes, of course. So with Miss Indian Oklahoma, I actually attended my first Gathering of Nations powwow. And so that was a beautiful thing to see all these tribes represented across the U.S. and Canada. And then, of course, a title I didn't mention is our Comanche Indian Veterans Association. As a descendant of a Comanche code talker, I was the youngest at 17 to return to Normandy, France, in honor of the 70th D-Day celebration. And there I got to witness President Obama speak at the American Cemetery in honor of all of our veterans that served. And so it was a beautiful sight, and I'm so glad that I got to see that. And I got to go to the Eiffel Tower for a little while, so that was beautiful.
Wow, magnificent. Oh, my goodness. What a fantastic experience. This is great. And so what would you say to encourage a young lady that may be thinking about entering the pageants or pursuing a powwow or tribal title?
Yes, of course. I encourage all young ladies to go out and achieve any of their dreams. I'm from a small town in Oklahoma, and I don't come from a very large traditional family, so it definitely took my community to raise me, and a lot of questions had to be asked on our tribal traditions. And so I would encourage them to go out and ask, you know, ask an elder, you know, if you don't know where to start, you know, call your tribe and ask if they have a tribal historic preservation office. That way they can get you connected to your tribe, and just be yourself at the end of the day. You know, these pageants are a beautiful thing to be a part of. They get to be a sisterhood. Not everyone gets to take home the crown, but at the end of the day, you learn so much more about yourself. You have a stronger presence on stage within your tribal communities, and you learn so much more about yourself, and it's a great way to honor your families and your tribe.
Yes, it is. Well said.
The desire.
What matters most is the weight of the heart, the measure of fire, when Creator smiles, first and last, how we are made. What matters most is the coming of children, the baking of bread, day in, day out, our lives are made. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like a powwow drum. Desire of nations sounds like stomped and shared. Joining glimpses of Eden that make us miss heaven, and how we finally come home again. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations, sirens line. First and last, how we are made. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like a powwow drum. Desire of nations sounds like stomp and shake. Desire of nations sounds like rain in the trees. Desire of nations sounds like you.
Mado, everybody. Mado.
The beginning of wisdom. I am wise. My uncle is on council. I shall not want. Tribal laws are in my favor. I have plenty of softki. I shake shells at the stomp grounds, wrap my soul in patchwork and ribbons. I walk through the valley of the shadow of alligators. I have no fear. Red stick warriors are with me. War clubs and panthers, they comfort me. I spread commodity peanut butter in the presence of my enemies. Soldiers who have run on a long time. Long in the tooth. Too quick with a rifle. I pour red Kool-Aid and sweet tea. My cup runs over. It is just a mason jar, anyway. Grandmama Grayson never throws them away. Surely a roll number will follow me all the days of my life. And when it is over, the Creator will find me, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Oh,
Do you have things you hope to achieve? I mean, this is such a wonderful accomplishment, and you've already done so many great things. What are you looking forward to next?
Yes, of course. So definitely just encouraging my youth here in our local communities to go out and set forth any goals and to make realistic goals to achieve the bigger one, because it takes baby steps to get to the peak of the mountain. And so I hope that I have for years to come to assist youth who want to be in pageants or learn more about their culture, who want to learn more about powwows, ceremonies, dances, and songs, and just be someone that they feel open to talk to and ask questions with.
That is excellent. Really, really excellent. And so I'm going to ask you to take a few minutes. If I know you're such a wonderfully gifted speaker and you're very inspiring, and we do have a lot of youth who listen to this show. Mm-hmm. Will you speak directly to our young friends and encourage them?
Yes, of course. So to all the youth listening, just know that this world is a bright and beautiful place. Any goal that you set for yourself, set that big goal that you want, and then think about the smaller steps that need to be taken. Think of the first step that you need to think, how do I get there? And then once you figure that out, well, what is my time frame? How long do I want to achieve this first goal? And then from there, start planning, who do I need to get resources? Who do I need to contact maybe? Who are my best options that could help me get to where I am? Because one thing I've learned as an aspiring leader is that it definitely, you can't do anything on your own. You definitely need help, and your community helps you so much. And there are so many people who are willing to hand out a hand and say, here are these resources, here are these guides. So I encourage you, you know, to ask these questions. Maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's a counselor, or maybe it's your mom, and she has friends at work that can help you get to these spaces. There are so many links now, especially if you're looking to go to college or to higher education. But also these trade schools, Votex and technology centers, they are so important. They are just as important as college schools, because you're learning the next step into coming into the workforce. So don't think anything is too small or too big. Anything you want to achieve, you definitely can. Just write out those goals, what you need to do, the time frame, and the resources you need to get in contact with. And definitely set out and make sure you have a straight mind, straight face, and just go on about it and always keep a smile on your face. And I promise you, you can exceed and excel in everything that you do.
Well said. You are very inspiring. Who inspires you?
Definitely the ladies within my tribe. I have so many. One in particular that I can name off the top of my head is Lindsay Early. She has graduated from the University of Oklahoma. She got her law degree at the University of Oklahoma. President Obama has actually given her a shout-out for her ability to teach younger students. I believe she's living out in Washington now. And just her inspiring our youth and keep connected with our tribe is such a beautiful thing. She definitely gives back to the community.
And so do you. And so do you. And I appreciate that so much. I really do.
Yes, of course.
Even now, you're doing such great things, and I'm so happy for you, and I'm cheering you on, but I know that it can't always be sunshine and roses. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have to overcome any obstacles?
Yes, of course. One thing I've learned, social media is a great way to make friendships and create those connections needed, but also that sometimes it can have a negative backlash to it. And so with things like that, you know, at the end of the day, as long as you're confident in who you are, you know what you've done, what you've said, you know, and you try to give and reciprocate beautiful giving and teachings in life, then I've learned that it's okay for negative feedback, because at the same time, it can be constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. That's a great way that, you know, you can always be better, do better, and, you know, you're doing something right if you're not doing something right if someone doesn't have something to say about it, so.
Right, that's right, and it always helps if we're kind, you know, when we are on social media, we're kind to other people. That's excellent. That's really a good lesson for all of us to learn. Thank you for that. What do you want us to know about you that we might not already know?
I definitely love to sing. I used to sing for some of my princess titles, but I've definitely taken a step back in that. I'm more of a at-home karaoke singer while I'm doing laundry. But I love to sing, and I that's something that I don't get to like display as much with my titles anymore. I've become more comfortable to sing at home than I am out in public, but I love to talk. So like anytime I get a chance to get up there and near to a mic, I'm like, yes, let me share what I can with you all.
Yes. Well, there are all kinds of folks listening, and they may need a speaker. You know, now we're doing so much virtually, it's giving us an even wider reach. You know, we can do webinars as well as in person, and maybe you'll get a chance to sing for a program or something like that. So if someone wanted to find out more about you or contact you or actually have you be part of an event or a program, how would they do that?
Of course. So you can like our Facebook page, which is just Miss Native American USA. And that page is a local page that anybody can like. Or you can email me directly at Shelby, that's S-H-E-L-B-Y, M-N-A-U-S-A at hotmail.com. So now the acronym is just the Miss Native American USA at hotmail.com.
Perfect. That is just great. Well, as you look at the world around you and your platform and all of these good things that you get to do, what do you hope your impact is on the world?
I hope that I help impact the world by just seeing a new idea of who we are as Indigenous people, and to stray away from the mass media image of the stereotypical Indian portrayed in previous films. We are still here. We are still practicing our traditional ceremonies. And, you know, we're lawyers, doctors, you know, we're these important people. We're your local grocery store cashier, we're your local pastor, your church friend, you know, we're here with you, and we're still preserving our histories, our traditionals, and our identities as Indigenous people. And I hope that I can share someone can see that me at such a young age at 24, I'm doing my best to revitalize our culture and make it known on all platforms that we're still here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is much appreciated. Since we're talking about culture, I also want to talk about character. Because over the years, one of the things that continuously has blessed me about you, and that's why I'm always happy to recommend you or to feature you, because you have such good character. You know, and that's really important. I mean, you're beautiful, mm-hmm. you're talented, you're just a wonderful human being. And I think character really counts. So I'm going to name some of our traditional Native values and ask you what you think about them. And let me start with giving and generosity.
Yes. So one thing I've learned over the previous years is a lot of the times we say, you know, knowledge keepers or our ceremonial keepers. And one thing I've learned in so many sharing with others is it's so much better to be known as a knowledge giver, mm-hmm. a ceremonial giver, because in that time you're not just keeping it for yourself. Yes, some knowledges and cultural knowledges isn't allowed to be shared, but there's so much that can be shared to educate others who may not know about us. And that's the way we get, you know, away from the mass stereotype of who we are as people. And so I think being a giver is so much better than being, you know, a keeper of this knowledge. Let's share what we can, and let's educate as much people as we can on who we are as Indigenous people.
Fabulous. What about our traditional value of humility?
Yes, of course. So definitely being able to be taught, you know, to listen, to have an open mind. All tribes are very unique to their own, and I think it's very acceptable and respectful going into another tribal's area headquarters. And, you know, they might not do stuff the same way your tribal does, but to respect their ideas and, you know, to learn from them and, you know, give a little bit more of yourself to be able to practice their ways and also be respectful of your ways.
That's outstanding. Okay, we have another traditional tribal value that is very precious to me. Love is my superpower. So what do you have to say about love?
Love, oh man, it's such a beautiful thing. You know, love can mean so many things, for a friendship, a relationship, just a love for your identity and culture. And I think you can show your passion. That's another word that's very familiar with love, is just showing your passion for something. You know, I'm very passionate about speaking on these topics and making sure that everyone is aware of who we are as Indigenous people. And I think just being kind and caring and respectful of someone, you know, just in a quick meeting with someone, if you just say hello and get to know them for like a brief second, that is showing mm-hmm. your passion, your love, and hearing their side and their questions and honoring them, who they are as people, and educating them and being respectful of them wanting to learn. Just sharing your love and being like literally the bright star that we need, that because some days people have rough days, and so sometimes they just need to smile, and that smile can show, portray so much love, and so I love that.
I do too. And since you said smile, where would we all be without our native humor? What do you think about Indian humor?
Oh man, it sure is something else, let me say that. It's so funny. And sometimes, you know, I'll scroll through Facebook and I'll see like one of my aunties share something, and I'm like, oh man, that's funny, but you know, I don't think anyone outside of our culture would like identify with
right.
that to think
yeah.
it's funny. So like it's definitely unique, and I really appreciate those who have a sense of humor to come up with stuff like that, because I'm just like, oh, I'm here to laugh. I can't come up with anything, but I'm here to laugh with you all.
That's great. You know, I think our humor gets us through a lot. It's how we survive.
Yes.
It's how we
yes.
make it through some pretty difficult and challenging times. Wisdom is incredibly important to us, too. Would you speak to us about that?
Yes, wisdom is so important. I've actually learned about a breath prayer, and it's just one word or two words you can say, and I always ask for strength and wisdom. And I do that because, you know, I don't know everything. I am still a student in life, and I am learning every day something new, and I love that. And wisdom, when I think of wisdom, I think of, like, the most regal king and queen sitting up there. And they know so much, and they protect their kingdom and because they're wise. They have so much, you know, to give back to their communities, and that's what I think of. I want to learn as much as I can. And being wise is so beautiful. You get to learn so much from your elders. Our elders are wisdom, you know, mm-hmm. learning from them and being able to sit in their presence. And I think that's beautiful. Wisdom is such a beautiful word to keep in our tribal tradition.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. I mean, wisdom is the principal thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you always knew what to do, and you'd never have a problem.
Right, agreed.
So that's a lovely way to look at wisdom. Thank you for that.
Okay, we'll be right back with more of this amazing conversation.
And your girl may save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back. What's the world forgave you?
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had an oil shortage. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it in dog. Supposed to hear, so who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward, doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles. But the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun. 911, what is your emergency? Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything. But they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
I have another one that I know is near and dear to your heart, and that is family.
So my family in particular, you know, we come from I'm a first generation immigrant as well as a Comanche woman. And so my family identity is beautiful because I get to see, you know, the Hispanic culture from my father and then also our tribal traditions from my mother, and seeing that grow up, it was beautiful. But also I believe family means community, your mm-hmm. people around you. The quote, it takes a village to raise a child, I truly believe it because I have so many beautiful people in my life who aren't blood related but who are my family because they helped raise me and teach me more about our culture and who I am and who I've become. I owe a lot to them for teaching me our Comanche ways. So,
Magnificent. Mm-hmm. And finally, oh my goodness, this may be the most important one, but faith, prayer, spirituality.
Yes. So definitely believing in a creator, and just I believe every day that I have prayed, you know, especially for today, like just give me the correct words to portray myself, mm-hmm. to share my message. Sometimes I get carried away talking. And so I always have to remind myself to be humble and to let people know I myself am still a student in life. I am still learning. And so prayer and faith, I truly believe I would not be here today without our beautiful creator giving me all these blessings and, you know, the ability to speak, the ability to talk, to dance, and to share my way of living as a Comanche woman. And I'm truly thankful that. And I couldn't thank him even more for the opportunities he has given me. So our mm-hmm. prayers, our ceremonies, you know, when Comanches, you know, we have the Native American church and praying with peyote and the teepee. I think that is beautiful. That's our way of speaking with the creator and, you know, thanking him and praying for our needs. And, you know, just being able to be connected spiritually with him is beautiful. And so mm-hmm. I truly love the faith, spirituality. That's something that's very connected with all indigenous cultures. So.
Well, it certainly shines through you in your life.
Thank you.
And mm-hmm. I love that. I think that's marvelous. You know, someone the other day said to me, oh, this is gratitude season. And I thought, well, it's all gratitude season.
Yes.
Yeah, it is every day, all the time. Thanksgiving and gratitude and thankfulness and gratefulness, that's just a way of life. That's just
yes.
the way we walk.
Waking up into a beautiful day is a day to be thankful.
That's right. That's exactly right. Always, always, always. And I know you're thankful for this title and for this opportunity. And so are there any people that you would like to thank? That you would like to shout out and share some of this this wonderful good feeling of gratefulness with them?
Yes, of course. So definitely my parents. My dad has been such a good pageant dad and has attended every pageant, helped me, you know, are these earrings the right earrings? You know, does this lipstick color go with this? You know, and so he has been such a good sport. And so I'm really thankful that my dad has always been by my side to, you know, attend these things that aren't maybe the coolest thing, when he could probably be at home watching football or something. And then my mom, of course, You know, we didn't come from a large traditional family, but she made sure that, you know, we had the resources and the connections needed to raise me as a Comanche woman and within our culture. So I luckily have been a part of our powwow circle since I could walk around, 9, 10 months old. And so I'm truly thankful for her entering me into the arena and learning more about our cultural ways. And then, of course, I just have so many to think that I've learned how to make a dress from my grandma, Rita Wani. She taught me how to make our traditional tea dresses. And, you know, beading, I've picked up beading from my mom and learning, you know, the symmetry for Comanche patterns. And so, like, it's all a community thing that I've learned over the years from asking our elders and, you know, them teaching me. And it's a wonderful thing that they were knowledge givers in that time, and they shared what they needed to make sure that I was respectful in the circle and what I needed to do to represent our Numina people.
Could we talk about powwows a little bit? Some of our friends from other countries might not be familiar, and this would be a great time for you to share with us what powwows mean to you and what happens at a powwow and what a powwow is.
Yes, of course. So powwows are less ceremonial, and they are more generated for the public. During a powwow, you will see various dances. We have the intertribal, which everyone is welcome to dance. During intertribals, you will see all of the dancers from our southern cloth dancers to the northern traditional women buckskin dancers. We also have our southern buckskin dancers. The jingle dance, the jingle dress, is a healing dance, and that was created originally for prayer. So when the jingle dance ladies are out there, you know, that's a song of prayer, and that's beautiful. That's the healing. And then for our men categories, we have our men's fancy feather, our men's straight, and then our men's traditional. And for men's traditional, they wear different style regalias, and they tell their own stories. And each one tells their stories during the song. And so there's not a very specific category. But we often welcome the public to attend our powwows so they can learn more about us. We do ask, for most powwow committees, they do ask that you be respectful of taking pictures. If you do take pictures, you know, we ask the dancer or their family if it's allowed. Some people don't want their pictures taken in respect of their regalia and their tribal traditions. But during these powwow celebrations, you can get our traditional food, you know, just hang out, listen to our beautiful songs, and get to see all these style of dances.
That is great. Oh, I love a good powwow, and I thank you so much for sharing that with our friends that are, you know, might not know, and now they do. And so it's something they can look forward to once everyone can get out and come back together. And there is a socially distanced powwow on Facebook as well. That's virtual.
Yes.
A lot of tribes are having virtual powwows too. It's so wonderful to hear your perspective on life and how you're living your life and walking it in such a good way. And think about the future. Your nieces, your nephews, your daughters, your sons, if you have a family of your own, what are some of the traditions and ways that you hope they'll learn from you?
I hope they see that when I walk, I carry not only myself, but the women before me who helped me get to where I am. They see, you know, the strength and guidance that I've learned from them as a Comanche woman. You know, in our household, you know, we say our traditional words whenever we want to call out a specific item, you know, just household items. We make sure we use our traditional language. And I hope I inspire my family to come, you know, to be a part of powwows, to be a part of our ceremonials and traditions, and to never be ashamed to wear their regalia proudly out in the public, to be proud of who they are as Indigenous people. And, you know, I really hope they see not only me, but the women before me who made me who I am today.
That is truly encouraging. That is beautiful. That's wonderful. What's your vision for your nation? How do you see yourself helping your nation to thrive in the future?
So for our Comanche Nation, I definitely see myself being, you know, more part of, you know, our powwow and our ceremonial dances and songs, definitely helping, you know, keep our traditions alive. There's not too many fluent Comanche speakers now. And so definitely I want to learn more of our language, and we have a language program. And so being more connected with that and learning more words, learning more sentences, I definitely think by learning my language, I will be helping my tribe preserve, you know, a language to make sure that it doesn't die out and that our Comanche people are always here to be remembered.
I agree. And so to that end, do you have a favorite Comanche word or another word that you would like to share with us?
Yeah. So, let's see here. So I kind of like our greeting to say, like, my name is, I think that's another thing that I could teach people is Nananiatsaw, and then you just say your name. So I would say Nananiatsaw Shelby Mata, but my Comanche name is Gamaka. And so I would say Nananiatsaw Gamaka. And I think that's a beautiful way to, because you get to represent yourself. You get to share who you are. And so my Comanche name, Gamaka, means loving person or cares for others.
Oh.
So getting to share that name with people, you know, that I was handed that name from my great-grandmother, getting to share that is beautiful. And just as such a loving name that she was given that, and then it was handed down to me as an honor. So just Gamaka is truly a beautiful word that I love, and it's also my name.
Oh, how radiant. Well, I'd like to talk about names a little bit, because I think folks don't understand, you know, sometimes they even have the jokes on Facebook or something that says, oh, create your Indian name, you know, choose from column A and B, and they don't understand how truly sacred our names are to us, and that sometimes they change throughout our lives. You know, you can inherit one, and you can get a new one, and it's so important. So what does having your native name mean to you?
It's truly a blessing that my eldest family member and our eldest family member would give me his mother's name, you know, and say, you can carry on the tradition of being called Gamaka. And, you know, it's truly honoring because, like, we don't come from a big traditional family, like I've said, but, you know, to be given that name and, like, it just radiates loving person and cares for others. That's definitely what I try to do. I try to help as much as I can. And then I was also, so to be given another name, you know, with our Kiowa relatives, back in 2018, I was given my Kiowa name, which is Montal, which means well-known. And for our Kiowa elders to give me that name and present it to me in front of, you know, a large crowd traditionally, was truly honoring that they would give me a Kiowa name as well. So I do have two names, but respectively, I use Gamaka because I am an enrolled Comanche tribal member. But when I go to our Kiowa relatives, I do introduce myself as Montal. So I think it's beautiful that we have these names and that they're given to us because they connect us to the people.
In our culture, we even say that you're not grown until you have your name. And so it's so important to have these ceremonies and to have these namings that people who haven't had a chance to be named, we have adults who, you know, weep with joy when they're finally named by an elder. And so I'm really appreciative that you would share your naming journey with us, because I think it's important to, you know, why do we want you to spell our name right or call us or pronounce it right? Or why do you want to use this name instead of just, you know, the government name that you were given or whatever, you know? And why is it so important? And you did an excellent job of explaining that to us. There are so many things that I see you doing, and they're so helpful to our community, and you're such a blessing everywhere you go, and you're really living up to the legacy of your name. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It's truly beautiful. When you think about folks who might want to learn more about, you know, now they've heard your platform, and they might want to learn their own culture, they might want to find out more about who they are or the folks they're descended from or connected to, do you have any insight or advice for someone who maybe didn't grow up in their culture, or, you know, wasn't around powwows and doesn't know a whole lot? How can they still get started and walk on a good path?
Yes, of course. So one thing I love about today's like technology, we have the ability to get on social media or to get on the internet and look up, you know, different tribal websites. And so if If you think you, or if you know you are, not if you think.
Right,
if you know you are. Descended from a tribe, go online and look up their tribal website. They almost always have their headquarters numbers there. Most tribes now have a tribal historic office and preservation office, or they have a museum to learn who you are as a person. And it's so important, and I want to stress that, it is important to learn your cultural identity. So if you are descendant, and even if you just want to learn more about our tribes, which is so respectful, and I encourage everyone to learn about, you know, the local tribes around them, if they're able to, or the indigenous people around them, learn your history of where you come from. Definitely learn, you know, how was your town created? How was that area created? What tribes were known from that area? You know, like I said, the internet is a beautiful space now. You can go in, find these local tribes, you can get in contact with them, you know, and from there, you can even try to find local events that they're hosting, cultural events, attend these events, ask questions, you know, be respectful of the space, but also let them know that you're learning. And I think that's beautiful. We all encourage, you know, at powwows for everyone to come, ask us questions. We want you to learn. We want to educate you. We want you to be a part of this life with us. And of course, I want everyone to, like, if you weren't able to grow up in these spaces, you know, it's never too late. And it's a beautiful thing if you even want to learn. Like, definitely do it and reach out to the local tribes around you. Like I said, just look up the tribe on their website and call and see how you can get connected with their cultural events and start small, but eventually you'll learn more.
Mm-hmm. And what's the reward of learning more? Why should someone connect with their culture?
I think each time, you know, I've seen this quite a bit on Facebook, you know, each time we speak our language, practice our ceremonies, we're honoring our ancestors, we're our ancestors' prayers. And I believe that, you know, like I said, when my future family comes, I want them to see the strength of the woman before me, to see how they raised me. And I think it's beautiful to learn more, because I'm, like I said, I'm still a student in life. I'm still a student in our Comanche Nation. I'm learning so much more. There's a lot of traditions that have died out, and that's unfortunate to our tribes, but there's so many more that we have to learn, and I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful that I get the opportunity to learn more about our local tribes, you know, the Kiowas, the Apaches. Even more recently, my friends are enrolled, you know, Pawnee, Creek, Osage, and Oto, and learning their traditional food, their greetings, and being cultivated by them is beautiful. So I think learning more, it's never a bad thing to learn more about who you are.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate your platform, and I appreciate your perspective on your platform. Do you see this platform as something that you'll carry even after you complete your reign?
Oh, yes, of course. I definitely want to help, you know, our local communities, even people outside of, you know, Oklahoma and statewide. You know, it is so important to break the stereotype of who we are as Indians and let them know, you know, we come from unique tribes. You know, often I'll say, I'm Comanche, and they're like, oh, so you're Indian, I'm Comanche. You know, not to correct them, but to be like, I'm proud enrolled Comanche tribal member. And so I'm hoping, you know, even after this title and for years to come, I can keep educating those who may not know about us, you know, about our traditional regalia and our foods and our events. And hopefully they learn more from me. And if I can even just change one person's perspective of who we are as people, then, like, I'm already living my goal.
Yes, in a good way, too. Yeah. I want to make sure, again, that we give your contact information, because I'm sure there's folks that need a speaker or they want to connect with you to encourage them and their program or classroom or whatever it may be. But I want to make sure you have a wide audience for your platform. So would you please tell us again how we can connect with you?
Yes, of course. So you can go on Facebook to our page directly, which is the Miss Native American USA page, and you can give it a like, and you can also share, comment, anything, but you can also message. I try to get back to everybody within 24 hours. And then also I have an email set up, which it is just Shelby, MNAUSA @hotmail.com. And the acronym is just the letters at the beginning of Miss Native American USA. So it's Shelby, mnausa@hotmail.com.
Terrific. I'm sure we all have a niece or a daughter or a friend or a sister. There's probably people listening that have grandkids that they think, oh, this pageant would be just a great experience for them. How would a young lady enter this pageant or become part of this sisterhood?
Yes, of course. So we have a website at the Miss Native American USA. You can Google it, click on our website, and there it has actually a broad explanation, like in detailed actually explanation of how to sign up. There's an online application and then there's a printable application. There is an application fee and I believe you will need a reference letter. But it's very simple, very quick. And then you'll just start preparing for the pageant day, you know, getting your travel expenses all together to get out to Tempe, Arizona, you know, conducting your traditional talent. And just being ready to perform and share. At the end of the day, you get to represent your community, your tribe, and your family. And as long as you know you did a great job and you're up there smiling and having fun, that's all that matters. You know, winning the title is truly an honor. But at the end of the day, you make these connections with other girls and create a sisterhood. You know, I still talk to quite a few of them now, and it's beautiful. You know, whenever we need help or advice, you know, we go to each other. And I love that. So I definitely encourage more people to get out and apply for this pageant.
Oh, I do too. Pageants are very near and dear to my heart because that's how my career started. And I was able to pay for graduate school, my master's degree, by winning pageants. And how I got discovered to begin working on news and on television and in radio. So, you know, people don't understand. Sometimes pageants are just a great way, a gateway, really, to the blessings and the desires of your heart. So I'm really, really excited that you have this opportunity to represent Native American ladies and that you're going to have many more accomplishments. You're going to do many great things, and you're going to succeed in them all. I believe that. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You have truly been a blessing to me and to all of our friends that listen. I want to say thank you for making the time to share with us today.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me and for letting me speak my truth on here and, you know, sharing who I am and just giving, you know, a little bit more knowledge on who we are as people.
Well, we loved it. We loved everything you shared with us, and we're so glad that you were here today. And we're glad that all of our friends who listen are here today. We've been talking about gratitude, and we're really thankful for everyone who takes the time to listen to this show. We thank our sponsors also. This is a labor of love. We couldn't do it without you.
Yes, of course.
We have some months when we have to have a miracle, so we thank all of you who support this show, the great network who gives us a place to be, and our guest, again, thank you so much for joining us. We know you have a busy schedule, but you brought some real sunshine to our day today.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Well, I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I hope somebody has already said this to you, all of you today, but just in case there's somebody who needs to hear this, the Creator loves you, and we do too. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and we will see you all next time.
You come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray her. They pray her and never look back once the world forgave you. Come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the world forgave.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.